Lent, this year A, we read mostly from the Gospel of John during Lent. And in John's account, there aren't miracles, there are signs. The whole Gospel is made up of two sections, the Book of Signs and the Book of Glory. So here we are, at the seventh sign. Lazarus, come out! Really. He was ill, Jesus had tarried, and now he was dead. The belief at the time was that the soul only hung around for about 3 days, and Lazarus was 4 days dead. As the King James translation has it, he stinketh. Each of his sisters tells Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But Jesus wasn't there. And Lazarus was dead. And Jesus wept. God may be glorified through Jesus or through Lazarus's death. Yet, Jesus wept. Jesus is told to come and see the grave of his friend Lazarus. That same phrase that Jesus told Andrew, the other disciple, at the beginning of his gospel. Come and see. The same phrase that Philip tells Nathanael about Jesus. Come and see. The same phrase the Samaritan woman at the well uses with the townspeople. Come and see. Come and see, they tell Jesus. Come and see the grave of your friend. And Jesus wept. John's Gospel has no agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. It has no abandonment on the cross. There's no bloody sweat, no anguish. Jesus is crucified, suffers, and dies, yes. But in John's account, that lifting up on the cross is his exaltation, his glorification, to draw the whole world to himself. The Passion of the Christ, like that movie? Not so much in John's Gospel. It's this death, Lazarus's death. This is Jesus' passion. Weeping at the grave of his friend. Jesus will raise Lazarus from the dead and direct the others to unbind him. Notice we all have a part to play in that unbinding. Jesus weeps, and then he raises Lazarus, and thereby seals his own fate. A bit after our passage today, the religious authorities determined that he's too dangerous. So from that day on, they planned to put him to death. He quite literally takes Lazarus' place in the grave. It just takes him a little while longer to get there. Does he weep for Lazarus? For Martha and Mary? For himself? Anybody who thinks John's gospel is the spiritual or unworldly or body-denying gospel just hasn't been paying attention. This is the most profoundly concise and clear summary of what exactly this word made flesh, God with us, stuff is about. It's about nothing less than God, the creator of the universe, becoming like us. Not sort of kind of like us. Like us. Really. Your friend dies. You cry. Jesus wept. And raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. And sealed his own fate. God sent Jesus to live and die as one of us, as our Eucharistic prayer says, so that on the third day God can raise Jesus from the dead, proving that, as Paul tells us, nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Death doesn't get to have the last word. In these last days of Lent, before we begin our Holy Week journey next week, Just a bit further on in John's Gospel, Jesus will tell his disciples, "I do not call you servants any longer, but friends." Friends. Friends of Jesus, like Lazarus and Martha and Mary. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.